Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon. Sue Studio.
Kelly Grant.
The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon. You can watch it on YouTube. Go do it. And joining me is the wonderful, hilarious, charming, and huggable Ronnie Karam, who can also be found on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben. Hi. I'm in guy.
I'm at the end of the seventh. Yay.
So, to anyone that we have not just startled away from the podcast, welcome. We're going to be talking some Vanderpump Rules season finale, but before we do that, of course, we must mention the fact that we have a bunch of live shows coming up. Our next one is here in Irvine, California. That's in Orange County. And we're going to be talking about the season premiere of Southern Charm, so that's going to be super fun. That's May 16th. Get your tickets. We've sold a whole bunch of those. And then after that, in June, we're going to Milwaukee and Minneapolis. Minneapolis has like 5 tickets left or something, so get those if you're on the fence. And then in July, we are going to Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. Super fun. And then lastly, we're going to Nashville in September. And there will be more dates, more cities, more fun to be announced. And of course, if you skip on over to our merch shop, we have Rosé All Day merch, which is really fun, and some other Rosé stuff, really cool things, leggings, etc. Just go to watchercrappens.com to get all that good stuff. And last but not least, if you're a Game of Thrones fan and you are looking for even more Game of Thrones content, we have a side gig called Winter is Crappening. It's available in this feed, the Watcher Crappens feed, but it's also available in its own feed. Get it at the Apple Podcast Store or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe and write a review. It helps us a lot. It improves our standings on the charts. When it improves the standings on the charts, it helps the podcast grow hugely. So if you could do that, that'd be wonderful. But if you don't feel like it, that's cool too. And that's
that. We're also live streaming this today. We're doing a new thing. We're live streaming on Patreon. So we've moved over from TV Party. Sorry, but we're on Patreon now. So if you guys want to watch these live streams, we're doing a couple a week. We're guaranteeing one a week, but we'll probably do a couple a week. And those will also still be available on Crappens On Demand. And we've lowered that price to the $5 tier. So if you guys want stuff on your smart TVs a couple times a week, watch just like a TV show, think a really low rent public access TV show.
Yeah.
go check it out on Patreon. And thanks to everyone who supports us. Also, our bonus episode this week on Patreon is the 50 Cent drama with Lala and 50. So go check that out. And now it's on for the show. It's Vanderpump Rules. Some season finale. Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're watching this on Crappens On Demand, you get to see this tiny little iced coffee that I got with like a swizzle stick in it. I was very upset. I asked for a big one, and I got a tiny one instead. So that's the sort of bonus you get by watching Crappens On Demand.
A watered-down coffee, because I was almost finished, and I didn't want to have a heart attack. So, whoa. So somebody just told us Minneapolis is sold out. So thanks what? For telling us, Kimberly. Yeah, she so there know. You go. So really? Sorry, those tickets are gone. Yeah, oh you just God. Made Ben's life.
Look, okay. It happened live on the podcast. Whoa, I can't believe I find out on page 6, okay? Hey. At least he didn't find out about the show on page 6. Whoa, sorry. Whoa, I hit my arm. Hit my microphone arm. Okay, so obviously we're in a weird state already because it's the season finale. Project Runway. Vanderpump Rules. And it opens up in this like weird artistic moment. It was like some editor had wanted to do this thing all season long. And finally the producers are like, fine, do your thing. And it's like these weird, it's like B-roll around the end of the seventh ray, but it keeps fading to black. Like it's a special moment, but we're just like looking at like flowers and trash on the side of the road, you know, while Trixie Monocle sings. It's very artsy for no good reason.
Yeah, it's artwork. Okay.
Well, we're just going to do the entire recap as Ramona. By the way. I feel bad for the people who are brand new to the podcast. They're like, what is this accent they're doing?
So this is, we opened with a really good song, and I couldn't get the words all written down properly because this girl has like Ariana Grande diction where it's just like she's chewing on her tongue. I don't know what the fuck this girl is even trying to say, but I tried to write it down, and here's what I got.
My feeling kind of empty. I could chase some feelings. I just want to go along.
You know, you're a better man than me because I heard her singing and I was like, there's no way I'm going to stop and rewind this 10 times just to get like 3 of those words. Okay. I'm not.
Well, when the first lyric is these minds feeling kind of empty, I'm sure that that's not what she said, but it's so perfect. You know, for the show.
I don't know if it's like describing the characters or how I feel. But either way, so Jax and Brittany show up at the end of the seventh ray for their engagement party, and Brittany, you know, she's so excited that she's doing that like Brittany babble, like Brittany wedding babble. She's like, well, I brought a couple eggs, and here's how you could like put around like maybe ham and tree 7. There's like a little bit of this, and I got a mirror, and you can put them on the table. I don't know, it goes with theme, and there's like an enchanted forest, and like I like forests a lot because forests have like creatures and deer, and I love deer and I love baby. You know, it's like it's just fun that I'm getting engaged.
There's lanterns, there's mirrors, it goes with the theme.
I'm like, okay, Brittany, calm down. Like she's like,
I know
she's becoming a country fair. I know what I mean. She's like, I'm a Ferris wheel. I'm a donkey pansy. I'm like, okay, how thick is your accent going to get by the end of this? You fucking faker. It's like, calm down your character work, Brittany.
Yeah, okay? She's like every vendor in the food section. She's like, you want a corn dog, a funnel cake, I got a popcorn, I got candy, I got all right. Like, you just need to get out the paddles. Just be like, boom, clear, boom. She's having a heart attack every 2 seconds.
The theme is enchanted forest, and I've done so much to prepare. All I need are some birds to come chirping on my shoulder, or some legit fairies flying around. That'd be so cool.
JX, can we buy some birds and some legit fairies? I want some birds. It's my dream. I've always dreamed. When I was a little girl, I dreamed about birds, and I look at the outside, I see birds in the sky, but like, are you here for me? Because that's my dream to have you here. Okay, clear. Oh, okay. Thank you.
I know. If we were at the fair, I wish Brittany was one of those like little clown heads that you shoot a water gun into, and whoever just keeps shooting the water gun for the longest, like the balloon, you know, starts to expand. You know, yes. That's my favorite one. I just want Brittany's face with her stupid guffaw smile, like, and I can just shoot right straight in there with my water gun.
I feel like everything at the country fair is so Brittany, like this, like that, like the that game with like the horses where you shoot the water at it, and the horses are going, it's like, I'm in first.
They always get me at the last minute.
I can imagine her on the swings, just like, you know, the swings that go around and around and around. I just imagine this.
I'm in go.
You're like, what is that noise? Is there like a giant mosquito up ahead? Oh, it's just Brittany on her swings.
Yeah. When I was growing up, they would play the Police. I just always thought that was so funny.
Oh, like music?
That was the theme at Western Playland in El Paso. Yeah, the music was always Police when you were on that swing thing going around. like why? I don't know.
Nothing gets you in the mood like Sting. Like listening to like Every Breath You Take as you're on a swing, pondering your own mortality if those chains snap off Final Destination style.
So Brittany's like, look at the flower wall. And I was like, what's that? And but then they showed a flower wall, so I knew what she meant. Yeah. And I was like, what is this? Is the lowest rent version of Sir I've ever seen. Why don't you just do this at Sir? She's trying to make it look, well, not Sir, I guess Pump it looks more like, but why are you bothering if you're just gonna make it look like Pump, you know? Except it's like the low rent version, so instead of roses, it's a carnation wall.
Yeah.
And I was embarrassed. I mean, I was embarrassed for you.
Right? Well, I like a carnation wall because it reminds me of growing up because I always loved a good instant breakfast. A carnation instant breakfast? You're going to love it in an instant.
Just add water.
I can imagine her saying that. Like, she just keeps going up to her mom. Just add water, mom.
She's excited about the flower wall, and Jax is like paying the flower lady. He's like, can't believe I just spent this much on flowers. I was like, how much did you spend on Coke? Okay, like the flowers are just a drop in the bucket. Stop your complaining, okay?
Yeah, I like that he hands over this money, and this florist, who has clearly just fleeced him, is like, thank you so much. Thank you. I'll just walk over here. Enjoy your paper flowers. Thanks.
Yeah. And he tells us, this is just the new Jax. You know, I roll with the punches a little bit and just kind of, you know, just do what Brittany wants. Just do what Brittany wants. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to snort the flower wall.
He will. And then we see everyone primping. So we go over to Tom and Ariana's apartment, and Tom is like,
dude, I'm possibly toying with the idea of wearing a hat.
Like, he announces this as if he's like debating whether or not to actually like join the presidential race, you know?
Yeah, we know you're throwing your hat in the ring, okay, buddy? Yeah. And it's going to be the same one with a different scarf around it, which, you know what, I kind of like that he just buys one expensive hat and then puts different scarves around it, so it'll be a new hat. I feel like he learned that dress trick from, like, Design on a Dime or something, but I'm here for it. I love
that
show.
Yeah, I like it. And then meanwhile, over at Kristen and Carter's apartment, Lala has announced that she is, she has, like, this, like, headpiece thing from Gucci that's sort of, like, Wonder Woman-esque, and she's, like, all excited to wear it, and Kristen's like, yeah, it's sort of like a crown, but it's boho chic headpiece. Seriously? Seriously?
And Lala's like, well, I still gotta let bitches know what's up.
Yeah, like, what is up, Lala? Tell us
what is up, Lala, okay? Congratulations on your Gucci headpiece. Every time I see something fancy, I just have flashes of what she did for it. And it doesn't make it fun. It makes it sad.
You know? I know.
I'm like, this is the first Gucci headpiece that has ever made me want to cry watching a TV show.
I don't want to call
my little sister. Like, keep trying in the world, okay? Keep making an effort.
Yeah, I don't think I, like, really even support the Gucci headpiece, even if it were, like, not, like, received through Randall Emmett Felatio. But, like, now that, especially in the wake of the whole 50, the Fofty drama, I'm just like, I can't support this headpiece right now. It truly is a headpiece, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's funny. It's a double headpiece.
Yes. A lot of head. It was a sad headpiece.
This is my sore throat piece. Okay, so then we go over to Stassi and Bo, and Bo's just trying to get this fucking bottle open and he can't do it. And Stassi's like, I can't believe I'm going to Jax Taylor's engagement party, okay? Like, he's still an asshole, but at least he doesn't take it out on me and Brittany. And Bro's like, I can't open this fucking thing. And she's like, give it to me. He's like, how are you going to open it? I mean, this is like every relationship ever, where the guy's like, how are you going to open it if I can't open it? And she's like, it's your daddy, bitch.
It turns into fire, Melisandre style. So then... So then we go over to Katie and Tom's apartment, where Katie, of course, is on the couch, just, you know,
on the nesting. Couch. On the couch with Katie. I mean, if no one takes my podcast idea, that's fine. But Katie, take mine. On the couch with Katie. Okay. I need a podcast of Katie just sitting around high on edibles, folding laundry badly.
It's like the terrible successor to the people's couch, the Katie's couch. So Katie,
and there's no lines. You just watch the actual show, you just see Katie's reaction, and it's always like,
yeah, it borders on a video installment you might see at a modern art museum, just like watching a woman's face mildly react to something and then be like, ugh. So then Tom was like, Papa, oh, I don't know what to wear. I mean, I've worn this shirt so much, and this one might be so casual. Oh, what about this? And he, like, pulls out, like, a little Tom baby outfit, little baby thing, you know? And
yeah.
They're, like, start talking about, like...
Onesie.
Yeah, onesie. They start talking about, like, a potential Tom and Katie baby, and he's like, ah, oh, I can't picture you pregnant. I feel like you're going to be a monster of a human. Ah. Oh.
So then we go over back to Kristen, Sheena, and Lala, and Kristen's like, "You want champers? Oh, gagal,
gagal, gagal."
And Lala's like, "I'm only having soda. Like, I want to keep like not drinking forever because I just become this other person, and I take it out on Rand." And I was just thinking, I wonder how this weekend went.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder if this was a sober weekend over there. Yeah. And Katie's like, Kristen's like, yeah, you always take it out on the people closest to you. Ugh.
So then Sheena's like, is Mercury in retrograde? Because like Autumn won't speak to me. He like hates me and it's like crazy right now.
Sheena, that's not what Mercury in retrograde means.
Adam is not a robot that broke.
She's like, Autumn needs a system update. Is Mercury in retrograde?
I just went to the app store and I was like, can I get a new Autumn, please? And they said, like, you have to re-download Autumn. And, like, I did, and he still hates me.
It said my iPod's too old for Autumn.
So I think it's all because I went on a date with a fucking model. And they were like, okay, here we go.
Just
lay it on us, Sheena, lay it on.
Yeah, so, Lala's like, if he doesn't want that happening, he should commit to you. She's like, oh, but he's mine. He's not as disrespectful.
So now Sheena starts to cry because Lala's saying, like, shishu, like, you know, guys are going to, like, walk all over you. You let them in too easily. And she's like, well, the thing is, I haven't even told you this part yet. The thing is, he loves more than anything in the world are penguins. And, like, so I looked into it, and at the aquarium, you can adopt a penguin.
Lala's like, you adopted this motherfucker a penguin?
And the neighbor saw it. You're fucking kidding me. The fact that Sheena, like, went down this random penguin route right here in the finale. Like, this penguin, honestly, saved this episode because this episode was so boring aside from it. It was all about the penguin and Sheena.
I don't care what anybody says about Sheena. I love her, and she needs to be on this show forever. I mean, this shit is amazing because she's not even kidding. You know, sometimes you watch these shows, and it's like, oh, they did that for you know, they needed something to do, so yeah. They did that. But yeah. No, this is so Sheena. Like, oh, my God, how can I make it up to Autumn? She likes penguins.
Like, she was so, like, this was such an urgent matter for her that she clearly didn't even wait for production to film her. Like, filling out the form or calling or going. Like, she just was like, I'm doing this. It was like 1 a.m. She's like, I'm adopting this penguin right now. Because this is what I have to do. I have to make that grand gesture. And she's like, she goes, if he's so mad at me after I got him a fucking penguin, then we're done.
The best part to me was when she goes, yeah, I named him Spot.
Spot. Penguins don't have... No, I didn't hear that. I don't know how I missed that. Spot?
She named him Spot. Oh, my God. Also, I have to say, Adam, you know, everybody's just like, well, Adam's thirsty. Peter went on Danny Pellegrino, and I haven't listened yet, but I heard it. Go listen to Danny Pellegrino. We love him. But Peter went on there and apparently said that Adam is just using Sheena to be on the show, which is pretty much what they uniformly say across the cast, right, from everything that I've heard. And maybe that's true and maybe it's not, but I will tell you this. Adam definitely wants a relationship because any guy who wants any guy whose favorite animal is a penguin wants a relationship. Yeah. That's what penguins do. They mate for life. I've seen every penguin movie that's ever come out. Okay. I want a penguin. Okay? I'm not going to just waste my time with some dumb Sheena to be on TV. I'm looking for a mate for life. Okay. Yeah. I'm looking for my little waddly waddle.
Yeah, and the thing is that Sheena is very penguin-esque. If you really look at her, she looks like a penguin, and you can also imagine her, like, you know, that there's always that scene when, like, penguins, like, waddle. They finally make their way to, like, the water. They're on the ice, and they just sort of stand there, and they look at the water, and then they just dive in, like, you know? She's like, I think I'm going to dive in for the water because there's a fish right now, but I don't want to wait for the right time. I want to make sure it's the timing's just right. I think I'm going to...
Or when, like, penguins are sliding, you know, when they have the shots of penguins sliding yeah. towards something, and you're like, oh, my God, that penguin is not going to make that corner. And then the penguin's like, corner! And then it makes it, and you're like, that was amazing. I never expected that penguin to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's like when penguins are like, you know, there's always the penguin who gets, like, lost in the big mass, and the penguin is like, Autumn,
corner,
Autumn, I think I'll have one of each of the prime fish. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that now would be, like, a really good time to go to commercial because, like, Rob is so good at commercials and, like, he can do them in, like, 7 minutes or less. It's, like, amazing.
A Sky Cinema original.
Do you remember the night we met?
Based on the true story behind Ted Bundy.
This is all gonna end.
It's only gonna end with the truth.
America's most notorious serial killer.
This case is about catching a monster.
Starring Zac Efron, Lily Collins, Kaya Scodelario, and John Malkovich.
Promise you'll never leave me.
Did you do these things, Ted?
Extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile. In cinemas and on Sky Cinema Friday.
So, yeah. So then we go back to Ariana and Thompson. Now, over the years, you know, some things have changed a lot. Some things have not changed at all. But since it's the finale, the season finale, we should reflect, you know. And I was just looking at Tom, and I'm like, you know, we've seen Tom in the same fucking bathroom doing his hair like a prissy girl for, what, 7 years now. But the only thing that has really changed, because his face still looks like himself. Yeah. I mean, Ariana's changed, but she's been there a long time because it used to be Kristen. The only thing that's really changed is the size of the hair iron. You know, and I just want to say, hair irons, you've done a great job with making it to the future world. You're not these big pancake things anymore. Now you're like a nice comb-sized flattener. You know what? Give credit where credit's due. And that's to you, hair irons.
There you go. You've come a long way since Ryan Seacrest. And you know what? We appreciate the good work you've done for Tom Sandoval.
So Ariana wants to talk to Lisa because we've been friends for years and there's like no reason I shouldn't be able to talk to her. And Tom's like literally hiding behind a steamer. Like
he's like, corner.
Can I bring this steamer so I could just make myself disappear if this gets awkward? Yeah. She's like, psh,
yeah. So Ariana's decided that she wants to say something to Lisa because she didn't like the way Lisa publicly shamed the Toms during a press junket moment. And Tom's like, dude, this could cause a falling out, dude. I'm just going to climb into our very adult credenza and just let me know when you're done with it.
Definitely wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Definitely wearing a hat.
This will be a hat moment. Also, meanwhile, over at Stassi's place, Stassi and Bo were talking, and Stassi's like, tonight I'm going to keep an eye out AF for anything that may mean I'm about to go crazy on you, okay? Like, I've been trying really hard AF. Like, I saw a freaking witch, all right? I really shouldn't call her that. I was hanging out with Kristen, and, like, she's been really trying to coach me along.
I'm sorry, I skipped that. It doesn't really affect the storyline. I feel like Stassi is talking about herself like she's the Hulk, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm really trying to keep it inside. I hope I can do it. Don't yell at somebody and threaten to murder them. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, it doesn't need to be that hard of a thing. It's not a Snickers bar. You know what I mean? It's not a Snickers bar and a bag of, you know, 100 calorie popcorn when you come home drunk that you just can't control. It's like, I hope I don't beat my boyfriend tonight.
By the way, that always has bothered me about the Hulk, at least the Hulks, the modern Hulks that I've seen, like Mark Ruffalo style, where it's like, I don't want to hurt people. I'm like, you know what? Just own the fact you turned to the Hulk and warn people. Say, you know what? Don't piss me off because I'm going to turn into the Hulk. And I think I'd be much happier. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like body goals for sure. So then James is at his therapist, Anita.
Yeah.
And oh, God. He's watching James.
I love watching James now. I find James to be the most fascinating person these days because he's going through so much. He is like a ball of emotion, and there's like so much complicated shit going on with him. And I actually feel like he's pretty he pretty much bears it all out there. And he like is totally not self-aware about certain things. And so I like watching him in therapy.
He's like, well, hello, how are you? Like looking all around, like he can't focus his eyes. He's just yeah. like, hello, how are you? Well, here's what's going on, you know. I was supposed to, there's a party in Mexico, and I didn't get to go with the group. So, you know, I got kind of mad about it. And, you know, what else is going on? Got disinvited to this party, too.
Yeah.
Got disinvited to I had my own good party. Well.
I had a good party for Graham. We put a pin the tat on the party. And it was a really fun time. A lot of people came, but not as many people came as I wanted to.
And then he tells her, you know, I blew up on the host of the trip, and I guess I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, I just don't understand people who get mad and don't do anything about it. I'm like, well, that's why you're in trouble, because you made everybody mad and they did something about it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, you just diagnosed yourself. Congratulations. Yeah. You're done like, with therapy.
The therapist is like, so why did you have that? I mean, how's the drinking going? He's like, oh, it's going pretty well. I haven't been drinking except for like 2 beers or 4, 5, 6 beers, you know, every now and then. I haven't really been getting drunk about it. And she's like, well, why did you have that first beer? He's like, oh, you know, to be more like James Kennedy, to be more charismatic, I guess, to be more like, I'm playing Coachella, or really, sir, pizza oven.
Yeah. Poor guy. It's like, why'd you have that one beer? To feel good about myself. Like, yeah, that doesn't sound bad at all, James. Sounds great. And she's like, well, do you think you could be that person without it? And he's like, no. He's like, I've stuffed out. I'm human. All right. What's one beer? I can have one beer. Which, you know, if James is admitting to one beer, that's like heroin, crack, and like a meth chaser.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's like, what's one beer? And she goes, well, you tell me. How can one beer harm you? He's like, I can't. It makes me perfect. I'm perfect. I'm great when I drink. Everyone knows it. Everyone loves me when I drink. Girl.
And he's like, well, am I going to go cold turkey? Not now. I mean, I hear myself thinking when I'm sober. And I was like, that is the best truthful answer to that answer that I've ever heard.
Yeah. But it's also
no,
like,
I drink for a reason, okay? They call it self-medicating for a reason.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
I'm like, James, I hate to break it to you, but you're speaking exactly like an alcoholic right now. I think you need to...
I totally get it. You know, I totally get it. Yeah. So she's like, well, you know, it's really important that you make this decision for yourself and not for others. And he's like, don't worry about what people think. Who lives like that? Stupid.
I love thinking about what other people think, especially because they all think I'm pretty cool, especially when I drink. So yeah. I wish I could go back in time. Raquel says she can go back in time, but I'm not sure if I believe her.
Oh my God. Thank God he can't. Oh, so someone just told us in the comments that it was not Danny Pellegrino. Katie was on Danny Pellegrino, not Peter. Peter was on Kate Casey. So another one of our little buddies. So go listen to both of them. Thank you for correcting me, Kristen. So over at the Grafton Hotel, everyone's in suits, and Sherry and Meemaw there. We're all getting ready to get on a bus.
Yeah. Time to go to the end of the seventh, right? Yay. So yeah, they all get on the party bus to go out to Malibu, and then we see like some footage from the party bus, and you see like at one point Kristen is like standing by the stripper pole, just like very stiff and erect, and like a hand up. She's like, she looks like a Smokey the Bear, like "Don't smoke here" sign or something. Like, look at me, Mariposa, seductive
Mariposa
on the stripper pole. Stiff.
She's just poking the stripper pole with her nose. She's like, cook-off stripper pole.
Seriously? Caw-caw. So now Jack, over at the end of the seventh ray, Jax is steaming Brittany's clothes, and Brittany is like on social media, and she's like, Jax, this party bus looks real fun. See, we can't be on the party bus right now.
Sandoval is big bonging. And Jax is like, yeah, that's why he's the best man. That's why he's my best man. Tom Sandoval, my best man. Beer bonging. Tom Sandoval's my best man. And then he goes on Twitter last night and he's like, no, my best man is Schwartz. So I guess things don't go well between Sandoval old Jaxie
not.
Boy at the reunion.
And also, it's also like declared on the reunion, like preview, like, you're his best man, Tom.
Stop up!
So if Brittany
was a stop sign, people would keep crashing into each other because it takes too long to read, you know? Stop up!
Stop up! Whoa! She'd be like a traffic light that talks to herself. Like, I'm red. Stop. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, guess what? I'm green now. Guess what? I'm green. Is that funny? Because I was red just a second ago. And I'm green. Oh, look. I'm yellow now. And I'm red. Okay. And all the cars like, do I go now? Like, what do I do?
So she's freaking out because she hasn't invited Lala to be her bridesmaid, but she's invited everybody else. And she hopes she doesn't get Billy Lead, basically.
Yeah, basically. Billy Lee, who is not even present in this season finale. Wow.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about Billy Lee. I was on her side with that whole beginning thing of the season. But, man, I think just to go off like this on every person in the cast, I think she's got to try because that's how you become a regular, you know, your drama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now they've it's the season of icing out, and Jax is going to have his way with everybody. And so, sorry, you're on that iced out bus too now.
Yeah, I was actually the inverse. I was not really on her side during the girls' night thing, but I was more on the side of her with the other stuff. So, go figure. It's a zero-sum game when it comes to Billy Lee. So, so back on the party bus, it's like more fun times, and Adam is like walking from one end of the party bus to the other for no good reason, and Sheena's just sitting there as he walks by and ignores her, and she's like, he won't even look at me. Won't even look at me.
I like when I sleep with him and hug him and squeeze him and tell him about Spot. I ask him, are we going to raise Spot? Like, what kind of school is he going to go to? Is Spot, are we going to teach Spot Corner?
I got him this book. I don't even know what it's about, but I just got it because it's from Penguin Publishing, and he loves penguins.
I wonder if Spot knows any Chilean sea bass. That would be crazy, Adam.
So, and Adam's being so junior high. He's like, I'm not talking to you. I'm still not talking to you.
He's ridiculous because, like, if he is using Sheena, well, he obviously is using Sheena to be on the show, then, like, do something. Like, he spent the entire season just, like, looking from the corner, like, oy! And then, like, and then on top of that, like, this whole bullshit thing, like, Sheena's in the right on this one. You can't say to someone, like, I don't want to be in a relationship, but I also, I don't want to be exclusive, but I don't want you sleeping with someone else. Well, you can't have it both ways, sir.
Well, didn't they make that agreement that they weren't going to sleep with other people or whatever? Because she said she wasn't going to sleep with somebody else. So then what's the point? If saying it, I mean, we know why Sheena did it. It's not really that deep of a thing. She admits it like 20 times in this episode. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like hard to figure out what's right and wrong on this show because it's all wrong. Okay. Yeah. Everything's wrong. So it's like trying to pick the right and the wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So we go back to the end of the seventh ray, and poor Peter, he wasn't on the party bus. He had to drive himself, which means he can't party with everyone else in the same way because he had to drive. So
oh, really? Because his first thing is, oh, what's up to drink, huh? What is it? What are we going to have here? All right, wine and champagne. Let's get it going. Let's get it going. I put on my pink suit for this.
Well, I guess... Well, that's too bad. Yeah.
Too bad. That's too bad for everyone else on the road there.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate.
So Jax is like, you look beautiful, Britt. And she's like, this is really happening. It's my turn. It's a fairy tale wedding.
Oh, my God. It's like every time she says that shit, I get so mad because I just know all the shit that she's making her friends do. All the showers and the parties and the post-party and the pre-party, and someone was saying there's like a thing that couples do now where like the day after the wedding there's like a gift opening thing that people do now, and I'm like, oh, I guarantee she's doing that. And
here's what you do the day after the wedding if you invite my ass: you take me to brunch.
Yeah,
okay? You put up a wedding brunch. And yeah, a pool, preferably a pool there.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, she has everything as a thing. And then, you know, once this wedding's over and once the baby train comes in, good luck, everyone. Gender reveal party. There's going to be, like, gender reveal party part two, like, just to cover some other bases. I don't know what. And then there'll be, like, baby shower and, like water breaking shower and, like, water sciatica shower. I mean, something for everything.
And then she'll never come to your stuff. She'll never be like, what? I'm so sorry I couldn't come to your bridal shower trip, but we got him.
Oh, and then there'll be the pictures. You know she's going to be doing that thing like, here's a picture of my baby next to a bunch of seashells that spell 3 days. Hey, here's another picture of my baby with some seashells that spell 10 days. I'll be like, oh my God.
You know what's funny? If you pick up my baby and put it to your ear, you can see the sea. You can hear the seashells.
If you attach a string to my baby to the seashells, you can talk to someone on the phone.
So Lisa and Ken arrive, and Lisa's in a naughty mood because she's wearing a cream-colored fancy dress with a red bra showing through the back.
Because I'm young at heart and young in brassiere.
I'm wearing a bra to match the age I pretend I am on Wikipedia.
I'm wearing a bra to match the color of my heart after what has been done to me on my other TV show. I'm bleeding out.
I'm bleeding in the back from where I've been stabbed. I can't reach a century chemistry. Oh! All right, where's the rosé, darling?
So Jax is like, all right, you know, it's beer and wine only because I don't trust with people with tequila, all right? And she's like, who would that be exactly? And Ken's like, you.
Yeah, it's you. Love. Don't trust you with tequila. So we then go back over to the party bus. And Schwartz, he's sensing some tension with Adam. He's like, "Ah, oh, hey, Adam, you want to talk? You want to talk? No? Okay, well, I tried." It's like, way to go there. Way to go there, Schwartz.
He's the biggest shitster, Tom Schwartz. He gets away with so much on this show. He really gets away with everything. He's just trying to cause fucking drama at this thing. And then Jax is going to get so mad that Sheena caused drama. And then Tom's going to pretend he didn't do anything wrong. You know, like, I can't believe they would do that at your wedding or your engagement party.
Yeah. So then Sheena's
sitting with the girls and she's like, oh my God, honestly, like, if Adam doesn't even talk to me on my Uber home because, like, this guy's gorgeous who wants to take me to dinner. And then, like, 2 hours, he went down on me for, like, 2 hours. And I'm sorry, but that leads to, like, getting the whole thing, okay? Because, like, Adam doesn't even go down on me.
Everyone's like, please get to Malibu. Can this bus go any faster? Can it go any faster, please? Because, like, I may have to take an Uber home, guys. I may have to do that. It's like, oh, gosh. I'm sure they'll be devastated, Sheena. I'm sure they will be.
Yeah. And then, so everyone's horrified when she says Autumn doesn't go down on her. And Stassi's like, he doesn't go down on you?
And then it's
like,
a cliffhanger.
No, it's not his thing.
And then it, like, cuts to commercial. Like, I love that this is the cliffhanger that's supposed to take us through the commercial break. Adam doesn't go down on Sheena. I have to tune in to see what happens next.
I know. Then it's like 5 Frosted Oats commercials. Like,
I have unhappy feet. So, so the bus... So the bus finally shows up, and we just hear Sheena go, are we here? Like, imagine, like, when she's, like, not sure exactly when the bus pulls into a parking lot that it might be the right location. I don't know. Just everything she said cracked me up. Every single thing.
This is where Peter's like, champagne? What? So Kristen's like, oh, my God, so much better in person. And basically, it's just everybody coming to the party. It's like really quick shots of everybody around the party. You look beautiful, Mama. And then Britney sees her girls and does that thing when people like Britney see their girls. We're like,
it's just like Freya.
It's like, you know where I want to go to? I want to go to Paris because it's in that country called France. I can't wait to go to France. It's supposed to be so beautiful over there.
No one told me life was going to be this way.
Okay, so...
Well, it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year.
I know we have to talk about this every year because it happens every year, but why does Tom Sandoval open champagne like that? Who is going to drink that? That is a safety concern, okay?
Not if you do it right.
He takes a machete. No, he's not. It breaks off the top. It doesn't just get out the cork. It breaks the glass.
I know. I mean, I'm not...
You can't do that to people.
I don't support sabering myself, but, you know, it's a party trick, and once you learn it, you just...
You saber off the cork, don't you? You don't saber off the glass part of the bottle, or is that a thing?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't want to pontificate.
Giving me glass, okay? Thank you.
Is it possible just to get that cork? I mean, okay, now I have to look. I'm sorry. Sabering a cork. How to saber a champagne bottle? Now I'm looking at it. It's from Bon Appetit. Because now I'm really, this is really like, I'm just looking at the pictures to see it. No, you break off the glass. Yeah.
That's horrible. Don't drink people's sacred champagne. It's very unsafe.
It's very, it's, you know what? It feels scary. I don't like
it. It feels dangerous. Okay. We have laws and regulations and bars and restaurants to protect people from swallowing glass. Okay.
Yeah. We're not going to do that. We're not. There shall be no sabering at a Watcher Crappens after party ever. Ever.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that was that. I'm really glad we all learned because I needed to know. And I was just convinced he was doing it wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think he's doing it
right. And for those of you who doubt me, he thought that a dry martini meant there's no vermouth in it.
So. Yeah. Don't worry, everyone. We got this covered. No need to send us any articles about sabering. We got it covered. So Brittany's dad walks up to Lisa and he's like, you know, I have to say that when Brittany moved to Los Angeles, like, you were the mother figure that she didn't have. And even now with her mother here, you're still the mother figure that she never had. I mean, would you look at my ex's lipstick? Can you believe it?
You know, I mean, she was raised with a mother who did nothing but spend her afternoons making out with whiteout bottles.
Lisa goes, oh, you're going to make me cry. I mean, you're not actually making me cry, but you're going to, theoretically, if you say something charming, which you probably won't.
I loved watching her grow. I mean, to go from a Hooters waitress to a Sir waitress. Oh, first she was just showing her boobies. And now she's showing her boobies and her hootie-hoo. Oh. Congratulations, what parenting. You've really made it.
Yes, it just seems like it was yesterday that she came and interviewed for Sir with no pants on. What a... How far she's come.
I don't want to take all the credit for Brittany buying her first pair of underwear, but I will. Thank you.
So the dad's, he's like, I was concerned for her safety, especially the people she was going to meet, but your concern and your welfare have made a lot better, and what do you think? Has Jax changed? She's like, well, no, I think that at some point this week he put on new underwear, yes.
Well, I think he really has. I think that your daughter being by his side through everything he's been through has suddenly made him see the light.
And then she tells us, oh, yeah, he's totally different. Totally different now.
Yeah.
Which is so funny that she can hold a grudge for everybody else and everything else but Jax. Which just really goes to prove all you have to do is be a broken fucking bird. Okay? We've said it 90 million times. I don't know why the girls on Beverly Hills can't learn this. But, you know, Vanderpump even forgave Brandy and then got immediately slapped in the face with an olive branch. But still.
Yeah. She just puts it, you know, the way that she processes is that she is like, no, everything's fine, but she still harbors something on the inside, and she just works her way through it, and she sort of needles you for a little bit, and then she's fine.
And she's like, he needs me! Oh, he's okay.
Yeah.
So the dad goes, well, every man needs a good woman. And she's like, well, only one. That's always what I tell my husband.
Witticism. That's some British humor.
So then Stassi comes over to talk to Vanderpump and, you know, they're just nice to each other and stuff. Yeah. And then Jax comes over and shows off his tattoos.
Yeah. Everyone's and like Vanderpump's kissing the ring. Like,
I love that.
Like, who else would she say that to about tattoos?
Yeah. She's just being polite at this point, relying on good British manners.
And here she goes forgiving Jax again. And Jax is already talking shit about her all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. Like it. Our show, he came and talked shit. So then Brittany sits down with Lala, and she's like, oh my god, it's like a permanent smile from here to here. Oh my god, where does the smile begin and where does it end? Whoa, it's huge.
Is that not how you ordered it from your Instagram dental person?
So
she goes over to talk to Lala, and Lala's like, are you having the best night ever, Gooch?
Gucci headband. Gucci headband. Bitches need to know. I'm like, really? All those bitches at the end of the seventh ray?
And so Brittany's like, well, I'm so worried about the bridesmaids. I just don't want you to feel left out because there's so many people. You know, it's crazy. I have Ella, I have Marcy, I have Bertha, I have Melisandra.
Militia.
I've got Militia, I've got Stacy, I got Katie, I got Kristen, I got Jennifer, I got, and it's like, I like, but I can't have you because there's too many. It's like, that is so flattering. You're really making this worse on yourself, okay?
I like that you snuck Melisandre, the sorceress, into her.
I like her. She does fire and stuff. It looks really cool. I was like, I want to have some fire. And she likes to wear red and stuff. And I was like, okay, I want to have red for my prize. But I was like, so excited. Like, I don't even know. I was like, I'm so sorry. You can't be their love. I don't want anyone to feel left out. Clear. Boom. Okay. I'm better now.
So Lala's like, this is your day. And you should have whoever you want. So here's a really expensive gift.
It's from me and Rand, who is kind enough to not come to your engagement party.
Rand, who has so much liquid money, then he doesn't owe anybody, and he could totally afford a luxurious gift.
Who has
and
great relationships with hip-hop stars.
So it's like things that kids give their parents, which is like, Here's a gift certificate for a hug. Here's a gift certificate for me doing the dishes one day. But it's a gift certificate to fly with Rand and Lala on a private jet to some mysterious house that they've rented that they can go to at any time that they want.
Cabo. It reminds me of, I don't think you watched Instant Hotel, but one of our listeners, Katie, turned me on to it. And the prize on that show is like, the winner of Instant Hotel is going to win a weekend stay at a Airbnb in Palm Springs, rumored to be owned by a celebrity. It's like, what? What surprise is that? That's what this is. It's a rental home.
It's Sheena. It's Sheena's Airbnb. This Palm Springs.
We have penguins in the backyard if you want.
The reviews are like, I won a game show and I had to come to this fucking house that smells like penguins and has pictures of like a naked lady all over the place.
Kashina actually just bought a house in Palm Springs, I think. And then Kristen's buying a house. They're all buying houses. It's not, I know. Not bode well for the show.
Nice work if you can get it. Jeez. And then they're all going to get fired. Watch.
Yeah. And so Brittany's like, oh, God. Man, I had to go tell Lala she wasn't in my bridal shower, bridal party, and then she gets me this big expensive gift, and I just feel like a little turd right now.
And she told me I'm going on the vacation in my lifetime. I was like, have you not been to Opryland? Like, how does going somewhere with fucking Rand and Lala on a couples trip equal a vacation of a lifetime?
Also, you know who else is going to make you feel like a little turd? Jax. Every day, once you guys are married. Just so you know.
Yeah. That's how he loves me. So then Adam is still pouting, and Tom number two is like, well, my wife's apparently not going to do anything for this show, so I guess I'll go over and talk to Adam. So he's like, dude, I can feel the tension, but I mean, you can cut the shit. You can cut that shit with a knife. You know, that tension between you and Sheena, okay? So, like, I mean, I guess I know what the catalyst was because I heard she was with another dude. I mean, he's like shrugging himself off the screen.
And meanwhile, Kristen's giving Sheena a pep talk because Sheena has like cry face and she's doing that thing where she's like slapping tears. She's like, I'm fine. It's just like it's really hard. He's like not talking to me right now. You know, I'm just gonna like slap the tears off my face. And Chris is like, you could do this. She's like, okay, you know what? It can't be worse than being divorced and having a broken heart and like losing Rob was the love of my life for 7 minutes or less.
Can't be harder than dividing up Barca loungers. Those are stuck together.
It can't be harder than ordering duplicates of your printed canvas wedding photos, right? Can't be.
So then cut back to Adam and Tom. And Tom's like, oh, Adam tells him what's going on. He's like, I asked if she slept with him. And then she was like, yeah. And I was like, ugh. And then Tom's like, yeah, you know, cheating. I get it if it's like just a make out. But, you know, once a penis. Of course you get it when it's just a make out. Because you do that all the fucking time, Tom.
Yeah. But the best is that ultimately Tom's like, I have to say, this really isn't a deal breaker. I mean, if you're barking up Sheena's tree in the first place, I mean, this is the best thing that could happen to you.
Yeah, and then he does that thing where every guy does when he's like married. He's like, I've learned that resistance is futile. Just commit, get married, bro.
You just have to learn to cave in. bro, you just have to cave in and just know you'll never be able to sit on that one spot on the couch. So Adam does a full, I believe you are the expert on this, doesn't he do like a full bachelorette move where he's like, can I borrow you for a second, Sheena? She's like,
yeah. I like that he even talks in bachelorette terms.
Yeah.
It's like, you look handsome.
He's like, you look gorgeous. You always do.
He's like, I don't even know where to start, Sheena. And she's like, for the last 8 months, I've said everyone's saying we're in love at home. Everyone's saying it. And then you're like, no, you're the one who's in love. And I'm like, no, but everybody's saying that we're in love. And he's like, oh, you are. And I'm like,
how old are you? Like, everyone says you're in love, so that must mean that Adam has feelings.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, you know, when you say, I don't care if it's someone I don't know, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. And then Adam's like, I told you about it at the white party. He just starts screaming at her, and I'm not even totally following their conversation, but I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's like, I told you I didn't want you to do it at the white party. I mean, what would you have done if you were me? She goes, I would have been upset. I told you I would have been upset. I would have been upset if you had not either.
I mean, to be fair, I would have been upset if you ate my yogurt, okay? I just get really jealous over things.
Sheena's face, though, when he finally screamed at her, he's like, I told you the white party. She was like, like she like recoiled, like, oh no, I pissed this queen off.
Yeah, she was not expecting that. She's like, I was gonna invite him to the Red Lobster in Muscovina, but I guess maybe not anymore.
And so, then she's like, well, I get jealous, you know that. And he goes, so you fucked him, like he screams. And yeah, then she looks around like she's so embarrassed at the party. I'm like, Sheena, you just told the whole party bus that someone went down on you for 2 hours. Please stop pretending that you're like so prim and proper right now, okay?
Exactly. And by the way, this is all happening like directly behind the DJ. There's like a DJ who's there very quietly being like, doo, 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 doo. It was like the quiet, elegant DJ from Project Runway. She's like, doo, 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 doo. I'm like, you guys are fighting next to the DJ. So she's just like, stop, stop.
Yeah, please stop, please stop. And then Tom number two goes, he's dancing with Katie on the dance floor. Excited. And he's like, is she really upset? Okay, let's turn around so I can assess the situation, okay?
Baba. So Sheena's like, Autumn, do you love me? Do you love me? And then like Lisa Vanderpump out of nowhere like comes in. She goes, she like has this look as if someone said, hey Lisa, Chef Joe just gave you some like beet soup. She's like, I'm here for the beet soup. Ooh, there's a conversation.
Yeah, her broken bird meter went off. She was just sitting there innocently adjusting her red bra strap, and she hears like, cuckoo, cuckoo. It's like a little Kristen voice in her head. Cuckoo,
broken bed.
Cuckoo, ugh. Cuckoo, ugh. So she runs over, and Sheena's like, ah. She's like, you love me? And he's like, no. She's like, she don't love me? You don't love me?
Answer it, answer. He's like, I just did. I just did. He's like, but you don't love me? You don't love me? Really? No, I don't love you. Really? Do you really not love me? No. You don't love me? You don't love me? No, I do not love you. So you love me? No, I don't love you. You love me a lot? You really do? No, I don't love you. You love me. Oh my God, I can't believe he loves me.
And Adam's like, you were just with another guy. And she's like, I'm so sorry that I did something to make you realize that you have feelings for me. But if I didn't do that, would you have ever stepped up? No. So I was like, maybe I'll do it just to see. And he's like, fuck this. I'm out of here.
But he goes, you were with another guy all weekend. She goes, but I thought about you the whole time.
He's like, oh, thanks.
Thanks for the consideration. No, seriously, thank you. It really means a lot. Helps me get on this show. Thank you.
So he's trying to leave, but she like tackles him. She's like, no, stop!
And they had this like, they had this moment where they just said, stop and please. She's like, he kept going, stop, stop, stop.
Please,
she's going,
please.
Or she's saying stop. He was saying please.
Oh yeah, he was saying stop. Yeah. Yo. Well, like, they stop. Both switched back. It was just like a really long scene of her of them going, stop, 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 stop,
please,
stop, stop,
please, please, stop,
stop, please, stop, stop,
stop, hug me, stop, please, 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 stop, 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 hug me, stop, 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 please,
stop, stop, please. And she's just like hugging him really tight because she's like, hug me, and he's like.
She just sort of thinks that she could like hug him back into submission.
Hug. And he kind of does it first because they're like, stop, please, stop, please. She's like, hug me. And then he's like,
he goes, I need to walk away, please.
And it's like, no.
I would have loved if he like turned to walk away and just like stepped on a rake. So.
But this whole thing was very Bachelor. Like, I need to go. No, I can't let you go, but I need to walk away. No, I can't.
Feed me Seymour.
feed me all night long.
So even though we're not like in a relationship, I literally feel like we just broke up.
The good news is he clearly loves me.
So back at Sir, my new favorite ancillary character,
yes,
Monica, the manager, who is a hateful, hateful woman. And I love every second she gets on screen, and she needs to be a lead stat.
I know, you know, I feel like we first saw her last week, or that's the first time I noticed her. And she gave James such a nasty look, and I thought, like, maybe it was a trick of editing. But this week, it's like, oh, no, she hates James.
She hates James's guts. She knows James is coming in, obviously, because they're shooting.
Yeah.
And so she's standing at the computer at the hostess stand, and she's going through it. She's, like, going through the scroll, and she goes, James doesn't even work here anymore.
Gross.
And, like, deletes his, like, she's trying to delete his profile or whatever. And then James come in, and he's like, hello, reservation for two, right?
She's like,
What do you want me right now?
So she, like, takes James and Raquel to the table, and she's like, I'm actually going to be your server tonight. We're a little understaffed. Would you like any appetizers, anything like that? Anything? No. I'd actually like some goat balls. No, sorry. Okay, but
out of that. Portobello mushrooms, then. We're out of that. Bread, then. Out of that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You know, you guys may have to leave. I'm sorry, it's so noisy in here.
So James is all upset because he knows they're all at the party and it's without him. And he's like, hey, they're all going to be at the party. Like, hey, Brittany, let's saga in your clothes. Do I want to go? Yes, of course.
Yeah. Raquel's like, you need to change your approach. Just try to visualize an ice cream social and what steps you would take to get into it.
He's like, listen, Raquel, I just want you to know I'm not unhappy about not going to this party. Because look, I'm looking across the table and I see everything that I want is right here. She's like, that's so sweet. He's like looking at, you know, a bar, like, hostess.
He's like, not you, stupid. I want these napkins.
Like, I really wanted that chandelier for my apartment.
I like the centerpiece. And the good news is, we got a little bit of an employee discount tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
And she goes, but James, I don't want to hear cheating allegations anymore. And he's like, oh, well, listen, I've never cheated on you, babe. And no one will ever, ever say that again. I mean, as far as I know. He's such a fucking liar, and I love it. And she's like, yeah, but it's going to be harder for them to make false allegations because now we're living together, and I'm literally going to be seeing you every day.
Like, cut to their apartment, and Raquel's like, I got my eye on you, James. And you just see her, like, staring at a wall. Like, turn around, Raquel. I'm over here, Raquel. I moved. Who? Oh, my God.
He's just put a picture of himself in their Apple TV. She's just staring at the TV like, you're doing really good, James.
Yeah, she's watching. Oh, my God. James turned into a slow-moving glacier. Oh, God. Damn screensaver.
Ruining my cover. God, is that Sheena's penguin?
Speaking of which, we then go back to the party, and Sheena is now crying, and Kristen's consoling her. And, like, Kristen is looking at a printout of, like there's, like, a printout of the penguin adoption. Like, Sheena had,
she unfolds it. She's like, bah!
Yeah. She had clearly brought this. She was going to present it to Adam, clearly. And it was like, she didn't even get a chance to be like, look, I got you a penguin. You know?
Mm. It was amazing. Kristen's like, he doesn't even know yet. Oh, go, go. It's like, I don't want to do this here. And then we get a shot of Jax doing the dance that he invented just for his own wedding shower, so he could get attention. And it's the dance with the baby I bought you dance. It's really cute.
It's a great
dancing
dance
with the baby. Like, I bought this baby.
You're welcome, baby. You're welcome, I bought baby. The baby, but I did not buy the flowers. So. So now Lisa walks up to Ariana and Tom, and Ariana's like, would you like some, like, disgusting and warm tequila? Yeah. I kind of feel like having an unnecessary confrontation with you right now. So, listen.
Tom's like, gotta go. Dude,
I hear there's a penguin issue over there. Gonna check in.
So Ariana's like,
Kristen's making out with a bird again.
So Ariana's like fully expecting to go into this like brouhaha with Lisa, where like Lisa's probably gonna deny everything, and Ariana's like, no, the other day when you guys were talking about press and you were like being dismissive of like the Toms and like acting like they haven't been working on, oh yes, when I said they're like lazy fox, yeah, yes, what about it?
Those two little squirrels went to Mexico instead of working. That was hilarious. It made extra.
Yeah, so Erin's like, oh shit, she's actually copping up to saying that. Okay, so it just like bummed me out knowing that, you know, they've been like working really hard and like...
It bummed you out. It bummed you out because you're with a bum. And his name is Tom. Hilarious! Get it?
Queen of snarkasm. Doop a doop a doop doop doop. Doop a doop a doop doop doop. So Ariana's like, I mean, they wouldn't have gone on the trip if like you hadn't suggested it. Oh, I guess I must suggest everything then. Oh, who's the boss now? Yes.
Well, what I like about Tom and Tom is I have a very playful relationship with them, like friendly banter, you understand? And Ariana's like, yeah, but like then when people see you say that, they see it as like these guys are just like a couple of idiots. It's like, yes.
She's like, yes. Blink, blink, blink. Yes, and yes, and what's...
It's like Ariana's getting the joke 5 years later, you know? And
Ariana's like, I take playful banter very seriously.
And LVP's like, I love them, but they have zero experience. They're fun. It's a sense of humor.
And she's like, but yeah, but like now that you've worked with them, like you kind of see that like they're more than just fun, right? And she's like, well,
well, I like, guess maybe
we've just started, but I guess they'll have to prove that to me.
They have nice hair, I guess. That's nice.
Have you heard about the evolution of the hair iron? How do we know that without Tom? You're right.
So then, yeah, so Ariana's like, you know, those guys, well, I can't speak for Tom Schwartz, but Tom Sandoval.
You go. This is when I gave her some snaps. So I was like, yeah. You go, girl.
She's like, I mean, we all know Tom Schwartz is writing Tom Sandoval's coattails, but he's the hardest working person I know. And they cut to Tom Sandoval with like a beer bong, like, dude.
Yeah. Schwartz is like waterboarding Sandoval or whatever with their beer bong. And then it comes back and she's like, yeah, but like, especially when it comes to his love, like he's very seriously, like he takes the bar so seriously. And I just don't want people to look at him as some joke that you pulled out of the gutter. And she was like, well, what would you call it? Exactly.
Like, where did you find them?
Is there better phrasing for that?
Do you remember Tom and Katie's wedding and what Tom did beforehand? He was in a river. So then Lisa's like, oh, Ariana, it was a joke. Lighten up. She's like, I'm Ariana. I don't lighten up.
Yeah. And I heard buttholes across America clench because people hate when Vanderpump says that. Like,
yeah, they hate it.
It's a joke. It's my sense.
British like, humor. British humor.
Spelled H-O. Watch the fucking show, okay? Yeah. This is what she does. She's always done it. It's her personality. She hires a bunch of dodo birds and then she knocks them down every 2 seconds. Why are we acting like this is new? And yes, Tom and Tom were two losers pulled out of a gutter. Tom's a very good bartender and I'm sure he's going to earn his way up the thing. But, you know, that's she's not going to just suddenly be like, oh, it's Tom Tom. I named this after them because they're two silly boys at my restaurant everyone loves. And then suddenly they're like banker, you know. Yeah. It's like she said. She's like, it's Tom and Tom. It's not like it's Warren Buffett and Bill Gates.
Well, Ariana, unlike a lot of other people who get like huffy and annoyed, Ariana decides to play the Vanderpump game because
she handled it perfectly.
She goes, because Ariana's like talking, and then Ariana starts crying. She's just going, we just want to earn the same love and respect from you that we have for you. And, you know, Lisa Vanderpump all of a sudden, like her Terminator vision just sees like trembly chin and tears. Yep. She's like, broken bird in my midst. Who would have thought Ariana was a broken bird? I had no idea. Oh,
it's like, just Ariana, your wing is twittering. Come here.
I apologize. Oh, I'm going to hug you. Let me hug you, you broken bird. Oh, there, nuzzle your face against my red bra.
Yeah, and then she just walks away like nailed it. And I thought that she handled her very well.
I actually thought they both handled it very nicely, because I feel like Ariana was not fresh. She was respectful. She was, I mean, to be fair, I don't think it really was Ariana's place to say that to Lisa, but if she was going to do it, if she were going to do it, she did it just right, which was she wasn't accusatory. She defended Tom, and she phrased in a way like, it bummed me out. She wasn't saying, you're a bitch. She's saying, it bummed me out because I feel like they're hardworking. They deserve more respect. And she couched it with compliments. I thought it was great, great.
I don't know. I just think, like, you're not, I don't have a problem with her saying anything, because I know that, of course, like, you're getting mocked all the time. And they are working hard, and they are being treated like idiots. But at the same time, of course Tom works hard. Of course he's not an idiot. But you're all treated like idiots. You're all on Vanderpump rules. You're all the idiots.
I just would never talk to...
That's the whole point.
I just would never talk to my significant other's boss or business partner. I just feel like it's not my place, you know?
I don't know. I can't say what I would.
But it's a reality show, so, you know, I mean...
Yeah. And that's the biggest drama. That's the sad part of this.
Stop that right now. Yeah.
That's the sad part of the season, is like, this was the biggest drama, was watching Ariana politely ask Vanderpump to be nicer to Tom. And everyone's like, ah! Like, people are on the internet freaking out. Like, Vanderpump's a bitch! Ariana, you ungrateful little hooker! It's like, whoa, guys. Like, it was like...
It was like a very, like, mature interaction. It's like... The only way it could have been any better would have been if Ariana was like, so Lisa, could you just pretend Tom is Lala for a second? Yes, okay, Tom is Lala. Ah, must be nice to Lala.
It's going to be interesting to see where all this goes next year, because the cast is pretty much turned against Vanderpump. And I don't know how they think everyone they're going to do that on a show called Vanderpump Rules.
Well, like, unfortunately,
I'm very confused about how they think
they're going to need. Unfortunately, they're going to start needing to really breed some new faces on the show.
But they hired Raquel. Raquel's going to be. She's waiting tables there, so I guess she'll be full time next year, which isn't confirmed. I'm just assuming. And then we've got Monica coming in there to be mean to James, which apparently he's back.
But it's just that, like, the show may need to start going in, like, a below-deck direction where there's, like, cycling in more cast members, because the classic ensemble, they are all sort of, like, nesting and going into adulthood, and it's sort of moving away from what the show was, and, like, they're all buying houses, and I don't know, like it's, you know, if it keeps going down this path, it's just going to be a little bit too far removed from the initial premise.
Yeah. So Jax dances up to the boys with his Ken Todd shirt unbuttoned down to his belly button and his fresh chest wax. And Tom number two is like, bro, I know all the shit you've gone through this year, bro. Your dad, that's all sad and stuff. But this is a toast to you, bro, for being so strong. You haven't fucked somebody else for like 6 months, bro. Good for you.
He's like, that's correct. 6 months. So they're all talking. Jack's like, yeah, when I moved to LA, I just felt like, you know, I had to be this chameleon. I was just trying to fit into groups. I would say whatever I could to fit into the groups. I'd just say whatever. But now I feel secure. I'm like, okay, please do not parrot your therapy talk. Okay, no.
It was just LA. Yeah, you were only a compulsive liar because of the city you were in. Totally get it.
Yeah,
totally,
like all those stories about you cheating off of other kids' tests when you were a kid. Like that was totally separate.
Yeah, you saying you were a Navy SEAL.
Yeah. Yeah,
so and then Tom's... coming on Instagram and yelling at some lady who was coming after you and saying you're going to sue her, when then records came out proving that you lied again.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, fun times. So then Tom starts listing off the lies. He's like, Jax's lies are like different level, bro. Okay. Like, his parents own 40% of CVS.
Jax, the heir, one of the heirs to CVS. It's like, he was going to be in Apocalypto Part 2.
I like that the best place that Jax can see himself is owning the place you go to buy Plan B. You know what I mean?
I just like that he put Apocalypto 2 into development. I mean,
he's roomies with Channing Tatum.
He's going to be on Samantha Fox's comeback tour.
He started spelling his name Monique with an M and then an apostrophe. Weird.
He's rebooting Everybody Loves Raymond, but calling it Jaxmond.
I don't even know anymore. I don't even think you can top Jax's original lies, because they're amazing. I mean, his parents own CVS. He's the CVS heir. I mean, how could you even talk
The CVS heir is, like, pretty amazing. My parents own 40% of CVS, which I guess implies that they are just, like, massive stockholders. They were like, CVS, we got to buy up a lot of that CVS stock right now.
Yeah. So they all love you guys. And then we cut over back to James and Raquel. And James is like, this is so special. What, we're going to get married one day? We're going to get married. And she's like, I think. He's like, I love you so much. I would never do anything to hurt you again, babe. And she's like,
we're perfect for each other. Raquel, you're talking to your Diet Coke. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but I meant to.
Yeah.
But we're also perfect. So when it comes to her and she's telling us, she tells the camera with a straight face. She goes, we're perfect for each other. Blink. It's like this really long pause. They wait for her to like give a long pause and then blink. So... cute.
And then she starts telling James, she's like, I want to get a job. You know, like, women today are so involved in the workforce. She acts like women only started working, like, 3 years ago. Like, prior to that, they were, like, at home with, like making sweaters and, like, on, like looms. She's like, I'm going to put away my loom. She probably gets tangled in the loom. James comes home and she's like, I got caught in my loom again.
And so then Monica comes over, bitchy ass Monica. She's like, so this is for you. Boom, and slams down the check. She's like, oh, and by the way, you don't get the employee discount. And he goes, oh, right, because I don't work here any. Okay, all right.
She's like, see right. you next wow. Tuesday, right?
He's like, wow, this is expensive. I need a shot.
Yeah.
That's how the scene ends.
Raquel's like, I don't get it. So now we have Lisa Vanderpump with Beau. This is, I'm a little over these like scenes of Lisa Vanderpump giving her blessing to Stassi and Beau. So Lisa's like,
skip it.
What?
You can skip it. I mean, the best part of this to me was that that Stassi's like, oh, my God, that means so much, Lisa. Like, I mean, thank God, because my mother's not supportive. And then we see that Stassi, like, hates her mom now. Like, she stood against her mom because her mom came to that party where she was like, oh, my God, you're way too good for Stassi. Stassi, just don't be yourself.
Yeah, that was a great turn for Stassi's mom. I love that.
And so Stassi, I guess, is like done with her mom, you know. Yeah, she's so like, you know, it's like my mom's thing because like my mom was there saying that negative stuff, and then I felt myself like bringing the negativity, and I was like, fine, if you're gonna say I'm like that, then I'll be like that. And so I realized that that's what I was doing, and I'm like, oh my God, that is the most important part of becoming an adult, blaming your mother.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
it's
trust
a great
me
step.
I've been doing it for years, and look at me, I made it to 43.
Great evolution. And Lisa's like, oh, you know, like, I think the thing is, well, first of all, now Lisa's very excited because she's like, again, like, so many broken birds tonight. I thought they'd all flown away, but they're all here. I can't believe it. So she's like, you know, Stassi, I've always related to you because you remind me of me. Whatever. She basically says
and
that.
Stassi's like,
she's like, what? Really?
What? She goes, yes, you know, with your whole being a woman and you have long hair.
Yes, and
tic-tacs.
Caring
you like
about
tic-tacs, don't you?
And your ability to not ever call Raider online. You remind me of me. She's like, you're like my second Pandora, but with fewer cloaks.
And Stassi's like, oh my God, that's like the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. And it's like really nice to hear. I'd rather be like you because my parents are on marriage number 4. And then Beau's like, we're not our parents. And I was like, are we not? Because that's the road I'm on. And I'm like, at this point, I've just accepted it. Is there a way out of this? Because
I'm like,
I could use a roadmap. Thanks.
I know. I'm like, last time I checked, I was making caustic remarks about the service at a restaurant. So I'm not sure about that, Beau. Last time I checked, I was talking about recipes I just cooked.
Yep, you take the L off my name. You take the L off the back of my name, and it's Rhonda. Okay, I'm like literally that L is slipping day by day.
Last time I checked, I was saying I really enjoyed DiCaprio's new movie. Yeah, we're our parents. Now the best shot of the day, the best shot of the entire episode. We cut over to Sheena hanging off of Mama. just bawling. And I'm always looking out into space like, what have I done to deserve this? What?
I feel like a dumpling in a chicken bowl. Slimed.
She's like, I don't even know who this waitress is, but she's hanging off of me and crying about some sort of emu.
She's like, don't let no man do that to you. It's like, oh my God, can you believe it? I'm not a penguin.
Do you want a penguin? Do you want a penguin?
So Jax is dancing, and he's so mad that Sheena's over there crying in the corner. Jax, you know, if you're going to make this whole fucking season about you and your wedding party and then your other party and then your bachelor party mm-hmm. and then your other party, it's still a fucking TV show, and no one's interested in watching you lean against a carnation wall. Okay, yeah. You fuck. Let Sheena cry. She's the only person doing anything this episode.
I know. And by the way, remember what you did at Sheena's engagement party? You guys, you got into a fist fight.
Oh, was that at her engagement party? I thought that was her birthday.
Oh, maybe
where they were
birthday.
Ripping off, where he ripped off his chunky sweater.
No, and Sheena stepped on glass. That was Stassi's birthday. You know, I may have gotten the dates all mixed up. The point is this: he fought because they just showed it a few episodes ago. He fought during a Sheena event. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was actually, I'm sorry. Yeah,
she
no,
stepped
it was
on glass. Remember?
It was Sheena's engagement party. I think it was.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm gonna
have to
look off into space. I'm look
do
on
it.
Penguin.
It helps. Ask Raquel.
Yeah.
So then he's like, if I have to complain about one thing, it's Sheena crying in a corner. Okay. Like, get your shit together. Jax, you haven't fucked someone for 5 minutes. It doesn't mean you have your shit together, sir.
I know. So then they wheel out this engagement cake and it's like, Jax and Bria, they have to cut the cake. And Jax is like, isn't this what we do at the wedding, not the engagement party? She's like, well, we're going to do it now too. I was like, oh my God, she is a bridezilla. She's like a cheery bridezilla. She's not a nasty one, but she is like, I mean, like she's doing, she is maximizing this experience and I'm stressed out.
She's so bridezilla, you know, she's like bridezilla. She's just like so vanilla-ly excited over
this.
She's like
bride-thra. Like what's a nice version of a bridezilla? It's like, what is something that is like very demanding?
I'm sticking with bridezilla because it's like the most basic of flavors, you know. But it's still ice cream. So then Stassi goes over to talk to Jax's dad, and she's like, "How proud are you?" And he's like, my daughter's marrying Jax. How proud do you think I am? And she's like, oh my God, you sound like my dad. Like, look, at this point, they're getting married. So we're just going to have to trust it, or otherwise we're going to drive ourselves crazy. Okay. I mean, as long as Brittany's happy, that's really all that matters. And he goes, I wish he would say that, which is a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Jax is like, who cares if she's happy? As long as I'm happy, I'm the number one guy in this group.
And then, then Stassi's like, you know, Jax has done like a lot of fucked up shit, and he's lied about a lot of things, but the one thing he's never done is propose to anyone. So I think we owe it to Jax and Britt to root for them. I'm like, that's like the worst logic I've ever heard for a wedding.
But it's also Stassi giving Jax a public warning. Like, this is the last time. Like, when you your next girlfriend is going through hell. No one on Vanderpump Rules has ever been able to come on like Brittany and take no shit from anybody ever. Okay? Yeah. And this is your last card, so don't fuck it up.
Exactly. So meanwhile, on the dance floor, everyone's dancing, but Sheena's like, so, like, the other day, like, Adam here, like, won't even talk. Like, it's like, I got him a penguin. Like, how many penguins do you have to get? Like, it's like, I walk around with the penguins. Like, penguins are so great. And, like, they even have a movie called Happy Feet. But, like, how could I have a happy feet but then be mad at me? Okay?
And I like that she's doing, like, her power dance. She's like, yeah, and then, like, she keeps pointing her finger out, like, like a Meghan Trainor video. She's like, yeah. And I was like, well, if you don't want me to do that, you can not let me do that.
God, I mean, really, Sheena saved this episode. Like, this is all about Sheena this episode. MVP. She may be the MVP
yeah,
of the season
God.
Because of this
so
episode.
So then Jax pulls his sister aside because he hates that Sheena's getting any camera time. He like pulls his sister right away from there. And she's like, are you okay? And he's like, you know, it's just like hard because like this whole time I've realized like everyone's against me. Like, dude, everybody just traveled and probably paid like with gifts and stuff to come to your fucking wedding. They've allowed you to make this entire fucking season about you. Can you not for one fucking second?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh my God. This guy's such a pig. So he Jenny's used to be such a fun pig.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I want my fun pig back.
Oh, well, well, Jenny, he's trying to be the fun pick this season, but I think we're not over last season yet. So Jenny is like, she's like, you know, like, you're going to have to be my best friend now that Dad is gone. You're going to be have to be my bestie. But the thing is that I don't really trust you. And he's like, what? She's like, well, because, you know, you like can't keep your mouth shut. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I do have a big mouth that eats out like a lot of women. And like, I tell secrets. Like, that's one thing that's never going to change. So don't tell me anything. I can't help myself, which is... I mean, it's like sort of a cute the way he's saying it, but it's also like, that's so fucked up. Like, he's just like, I'm not even gonna, not like, I have no control. I just will tell your secrets happily. I will happily tell your secrets.
Yeah. So then Vanderpump gives a speech. She's like, ding, ding, broken dingy bird ding. All right, everyone. It's me, Lisa bird. Vanderpump. we're here tonight where none of us thought this would ever happen. Me, Lisa Vanderpump, standing in a room full of carnations. But here we are.
Everyone's like, okay. She's like, oh, well, we never thought this would happen, that anyone would be so pathetic enough to get engaged to Jax. Oh, sorry, your whole family heard that. Apologies. British humor!
And she... This makes me wonder if stuff is coming out this season on Beverly Hills about her marriage. Because during... God, I guess it was during the summer. There were, like, blog... I think I recall reading a bunch of blog posts. Or maybe it was Reddit comments. I literally don't even know anymore. My brain is mush. It's definitely not CNN, but some trash I read was talking about how Ken was always cheating on Lisa and this and that, and like how Ken's a Jax type thing. Mm. And I just find it weird that this season, especially this episode, she keeps making jokes like Ken cheated all the time, yeah, and she had to reel him into. Because right now she says, they say a leopard doesn't change his spots, but the leopard I married did. Yeah. So if there's hope for Ken, there's hope for Jax. And so I'm wondering if she's trying to make it cute now that other stuff is going to come out. So,
well, I mean, it wouldn't be that surprising there. Because, I mean, they met like in like 1983 at the peak of Ken's hairstyle. And he was just like fully immersed in like that British new wave scene, doing weird things, like running clubs. And he was like, he was connected to... I would not be surprised if he was a philanderer back in the day, which I do not approve of, but it seems like if he were, it seems like he's settled into something good, because he's very loyal to Lisa.
Well, now. I wouldn't be surprised either, and I wouldn't really care. It's just interesting that suddenly she's talking like that, because I don't remember her ever talking like that. Like, she has made comments like before they were married, before he was tied down to her and stuff like that. But it seems like she's making a few comments like that now, so I'm wondering if that's like a signal for something coming down the pike. But time will tell!
Yeah, I don't know. But either way...
So then Brittany starts her speech off in the saddest way. She's like, I know we've been through a lot, which is such a sad way to have to start your engagement party speech.
I know, it's also so cliche, too. And she's like, I have never been happier, which is the saddest that happiness has ever sounded.
Were you never made employee of the month at Hooters? I mean,
you were never in a stable relationship. So she's like, I love this man more than anything in the whole entire world.
Jax is like, I know a lot of people think I'm going to fuck this up, but I don't care. Fuck him. It's my life. I can do whatever I want. What do I care? I'm a hobby.
And then she goes, she's like, I truly believe, she's doing her speech, she's like, I truly believe that we are going to live happily ever after, and I will never give up on him. I'm like, that's like a phrase I feel like I feel like that's not an encouraging phrase.
That's what you say when your child has like gotten into an accident and they're a vegetable. You know what I mean? And you're like rooting for them to come through it. And you're like, I will never give up on him. Not your boyfriend, okay?
I feel like it's what you say when you're just like trying to like make that one Julia Child recipe turn out well. You know, it's like, I am not giving up on this. We are making it again tomorrow until it tastes right. Okay. Not what you want for your fiance.
Yeah, not what you want for your fiance. So then the Toms are like, Lisa. I mean, the guys don't seem to mind being treated how they're treated. Like, they seem to get the joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they come over and they're like, we made you a beer bong, which is hilarious on the episode that Ariana's like, please take them more seriously. They're not just a couple of dopes. And they make a pink beer bong that's like bejeweled and bedazzled.
Yeah. So they come with a, and I was thinking to myself, God, these guys really spend a lot of money on props, like single use props. They really do. Yeah. It's like sidecars, beer bongs. They're gonna have like a novelty birdcage or something. I don't know what's coming next.
Yeah, so, Tom is the carrot top of our time.
He really is. Tom is the carrot top and Schwartz is the Gallagher, I feel like. So they come through and Tom's like, dude, Lisa, you have to do a beer bong. You gotta do it. And she's like, why would I ever do that? Well, to prove that you were too busy doing a beer bong to speak to Radar Online, give me it.
I'm sorry I manipulated you into making me this special beer bong.
I know. But she did it. Well, the thing is this. I actually think I've only done beer bongs like only a few times, but they're surprisingly easy just because gravity forces that shit down your throat. You don't have time to like... to be like, oh my God, this is so hard. You're like, Just my little pontification about beer bongs, everyone. I know you want, you're waiting. You're waiting all episode. What does Ben really think about beer bongs?
I wonder if Ben's ever done a beer bong and how easy it was for him.
It's like my way of taking the moment away from Lisa Vanderpump. Like, yeah, she did it, but it was easy. Anyone can do it.
So they're all excited because she does it. And she's like, and that's the way you leave a party. Good night. Sorry, darling. Sorry.
And that's the night. That's the time. The night lights went out in Georgia. Okay, anyway.
Oh, okay, everybody. That brings us to the end of another episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Well, the good news is that the reunion looks absolutely bonkers. It's like just screaming and fighting, and it looks like there's major rifts, and I can only hope that it's going to carry over to next season. I did not hate the season as much as everyone else did, but I do agree it really lost some gas in the later episodes here. So here's to hoping next season will be full of pettiness, mean girls, bitchiness, stupid fights, alcoholism, and cheating.
Yeah, holler, baller. Okay, everybody, we will see you next time. Thanks for everything.
Bye.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.